This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the Somnath Swabhiman Parv being celebrated at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat to celebrate India's resilience. The Prime Minister reached Somnath on a three-day visit to Gujarat this evening and took part in the Omkar Jap at the temple premises. Following the prayers, a breathtaking drone show is being held over the skies of Prabhas Patan. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister is scheduled to join Chaurya Yatra and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev. He will then travel to Rajkot to inaugurate the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference. In a social media post today, Prime Minister Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said, "The country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress." The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the law and order plays a vital role in the development of any state. He said that states with better law and order always attract greater investor interest. Addressing a constable appointment ceremony in Jaipur this afternoon, Mr. Shah said that despite several challenges, the Rajasthan government has given special attention to law and order, and as a result, the state has now emerged as a preferred destination for investors. He said Rajasthan's future is bright. The Home Minister said that a state progresses when young people are given jobs without recommendation, without corruption, and through a fully transparent selection system.
Today I want to say to the people of Rajasthan that providing jobs to 9,000 youths purely on the basis of their own merit and hard work without any expenditure or recommendations has been made possible. No state or region can progress unless it promotes those youths who truly have merit. Recruitment of state services personnel must be conducted in a transparent manner, leaving no room for corruption or malpractice.
Mr. Shah said that the Bhajan Lal-led government has freed the youth of Rajasthan from the menace of paper leaks. During the program, the Home Minister handed over appointment letters to around 10,000 newly recruited constables of the Rajasthan Police. The Enforcement Directorate ED has approached the Supreme Court in the consultancy firm IPAC case today. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has filed a caveat in the Apex Court seeking that no order should be passed without hearing it. The ED yesterday approached the Calcutta High Court seeking a CBI probe against the West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The High Court adjourned the hearing till January 14. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired a pre-budget consultations with states and union territories in New Delhi. Minister State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Governor of Manipur, Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Meghalaya, Sikkim, Delhi and Jammu and Kashmir, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Telangana were present in the meeting. The meeting was also attended by the Finance Ministers and other ministers representing states and union territories with legislature. In a statement, the Minister of Finance said that during the meeting, participants gave several suggestions to the Union Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget of 2026-2027. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on the 28th of this month. The Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandaviya, said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 is a unique platform which will provide an opportunity to young leaders of the country to present their ideas directly to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, the minister said the ideas shared by young minds will help shape the future policies of the government, taking the nation closer to the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 196 runs for Delhi Capitals at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. Delhi Capitals had won the toss and decided to bowl. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 81 for 5 in 11 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.